This is a dictation for Dolores Featherstone, Dolores Featherstone, Featherstone, data services 11/6/23. And the patient is here for a follow-up. She was last seen on October 16, 2023. The patient reports that she is here. She has ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 6 or 7. She reports of pain in both the shoulders, especially the right shoulder is 7, and the left shoulder is 6. And patient does not report any radiation of pain or numbness, tingling, or radiculopathy to the left leg as was reported before. And the patient can move her shoulders up to 130 degrees on the right. On the left, she can move up to 175 degrees. And she would like to go back to work at this time. She also did not want any injection treatment. She did not want any surgical consultation. And she reported that she will lose her house if she doesn't go back to work. And she signed a release. She wants to continue visiting her for follow-up. She wants to continue to come and see for physical therapy and other treatments. Her pain level is between 6 and 7. ADLs are reported 5. She reports 60% improvement in her symptoms with the current treatment. Her ADLs are and the system review are from the chart. Additional history also from the chart. It does report that she's feeling much better than before. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant. And physical examination has as follows. The blood pressure is 175 or 133. Pulse is 91. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of October 16, 2023, dictation number 1016-026. It continues to be the same. The plan is to provide the patient with the disability where she has been released to go back to regular work. Physical therapy can continue to once a week, and medications will continue, Celebrex, and they were given on 10/16 on the last visit at 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 7.5 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 10 milligram twice a day, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, L-level 50 milligram twice a day for, L-level 50 milligram at night for help with the sleep, GAD disorder, rest, fear reset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache, and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. The patient has been advised to consider having lumbar epidural, thoracic epidural, cervical epidural, and she was not a no-show. She was scheduled for 10/20/2023, and she never answered the call. She's trying to be mostly non-compliant. However, she did receive 2 injections to the supraspinatus tendon on the right side, and will be more than happy to discharge her. If she doesn't show up, it appears that she may not show up, and so we'll see. Thank you.